On 22nd December 1880, in another letter to the Meteor, Bloxham elaborates on the story. A boy of the name Ellis, William Webb Ellis, a town boy and a foundationer, whilst playing big side at football in that half year, 1823, caught the ball in his arms. This being so, according to then rules, he ought to have retired back as far as he pleased, without parting with the ball, for the combatants on the opposite side could only advance to the spot where he had caught the ball, and were unable to rush forward till he had either punted it or had placed it for someone else to kick. For it was by means of these placed kicks that most of the goals were in those days kicked. But the moment the ball touched the ground, the opposite side might rush on. Ellis, for the first time disregarding this rule, and on catching the ball, instead of retiring backwards, rushed forwards with the ball in his hands towards the opposite goal. With what result to the game, I know not, neither do I know how this infringement of a well-known rule was followed up, or when it became, as it is now, a standing rule.